Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 41. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows of a low of around 28. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow, 47. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. Three people were injured following a crash in Hodgman County Monday morning, according to the Hodgman County Sheriff's Office at approximately 9:30 in the morning. Hodgman County 911 received a call about an injury crash located in the southeast part of the county. Sheriff Jared Walker with the Hodgman County Sheriff's Office says that two individuals were airlifted to a trauma center for injuries sustained from the accident, and another was treated at an area hospital for their injuries. On November 16th, the Ellis Police Department was made aware of a possible rape that occurred within the city limits of Ellis. After receiving a copy of the forensic interview's recording, Ellis Police Department officers interviewed a suspect, Caleb Wurtenberger, 31, of Ellis. Wurtenberger was arrested and transported to the Ellis County Jail, where he is being held on requested charges of four counts of rape, aggravated indecent liberties with a child, and felony interference with law enforcement. Wurtenberger had his bond set at $500,000. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Biker's Edge Power Sports, Empire Tacos of Mulvane, Whiskey Nick's Bar and Grill, and Wynn Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Farewell Tour continues March 1st at Seven Clans First Council Casino Resort. Foreigner says goodbye in a night of hit after hit. Friday, March 1st. Tickets available at 7clans.com. The Casino Players Club. Charged by phone 866-966-1777. Foreigner returns to Newkirk. Seven Clans First Council Casino Resort. Don't miss it.
The Garden City Police Department and USD 457 are aware of a recent fight between two students at one of the schools in the district. That's according to a media release from the Garden City Police Department. During the fight, a school resource officer responded and restrained one of the students. The student was evaluated and cleared by EMS at the scene. That's according to the statement from the police. As a matter of standard procedure, every use of force incident is documented and investigated. Kansans have less than a week to vote on the state's new license plate design. Kansans have until Friday, December 15th, to choose from five designs. Residents can go to ksplates.kansas.gov to vote for their favorite plate. Each design was created by Mammoth Creative Company, a Kansas-based marketing firm, in partnership with Kansas Tourism. According to state officials, the five options continue to align with Kansas Tourism's To the Stars branding and the already announced guidelines. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. North Platte police say a man shot at officers as they were investigating a shooting that left one person injured. They say it happened around 8:03 last night when a person was reportedly shot at a home in the 300 block of South Silver Avenue. According to authorities, the suspect was allegedly outside the house with a handgun and left it in a vehicle before being spotted by law enforcement a short time later. Several blocks away near B Street and Lincoln Avenue, police say the man left his vehicle and fired several shots at law enforcement before driving away. The suspect then wrecked his car north of town. He was taken into custody around 9:42 p.m. According to Buffalo County District Court records, Russell Wing, 43, pled no contest last week to third-degree sexual assault of a child, enticement by electronic device, and child abuse. In exchange for his plea, a charge of first-degree sexual assault of a child was reduced to third-degree sexual assault of a child. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. But I paid over MSRP on my last car and have too much negative equity in my current vehicle. I need a Christmas miracle.
At Midwest Kia, we don't take advantage of market fluctuations by charging over MSRP. Come to Midwest Kia this Christmas for the Season of Giving Back sales event. We helped so many people in November that we've asked Santa for another $10,000 to help our customers in December. Take advantage of Kia's trade-in assistance for up to $1,000 more on any trade-in 2004 or newer. If we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's Season of Giving Back Christmas cash. Come see what people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on December 23rd, 2023 may not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details. No purchase necessary.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident was reported in Washington County Friday afternoon. Hunter Holbrand, age 23 of Wakefield, reportedly failed a stop at a stop sign on K-119 at the K-148 junction and was struck by Lindsey Gray, age 15 of Waterville. Hunter Holbrand was transported to a Lincoln hospital and died as a result of injuries. Lindsey Gray and a passenger, 47-year-old Brian Gray, also of Waterville, were transported to Washington County Hospital with suspected minor injuries. Marshall County Commissioners meeting again last week was mostly routine business. Washington County Treasurer reported the quarterly financials will show a large balance of some $15 million, noting recent $3.5 million in damage payments from TC Energy earmarked to Spring Road projects, as well as sales tax increases related to increased traffic with the oil spill and wind farm development, some of which is also dedicated to roads and bridge improvements. It was suggested the county could consider paying off a jail and law enforcement building. Commissioner Raleigh Ordine noted that 2 years ago they lowered the levy by 8 mills, and this year it was kept the same. Commissioners discussed the Christmas holiday. County will be closed December 25th and 26th, and commissioners will not meet that week. They will only meet twice the week before to close out the year. Courthouse and Washington County offices will also be closed Monday, January 1st. Commissioners' meeting will be Tuesday, January 2nd. Just a single application has been received for the Economic Development Tourism Director position. The application window remains open. Two drivers have been hired for the General Transportation Program and will begin training. Nemaha County Commissioners' meeting was also routine business, with Terry Gilbert's name drawn as a tiebreaker for election to the Baileyville Improvement District. J6 Legacy Foundation recently announced a $500,000 contribution toward the Nemaha Valley Community Hospital renovation efforts, which will be dedicated toward the hospital imaging ward and courtyard. Kansas Water Authority will meet Wednesday, December 13th at Cloud County Community College at Concordia. Hanover Days of 49 announcing the annual summer celebration is scheduled for July 4th, 5th, and 6th. Your news on your time. The KNDY morning and midday news blocks are available for download and replay anytime, daily on the KNDY website and Facebook page, along with archives of all of our live high school sports broadcasts, Coach's Corner, and public affairs programs. Vernon D. Tegadoff, age 90, of Washington, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. from St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial Thursday at 1 at the Washington City Cemetery, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Vernon Tegadoff. Donna D. Downard, age 80, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Donna Downard.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink,
and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Some cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid 40s. And mostly cloudy into Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Staying cloudy into Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. And cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Still cloudy as we head into Friday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And mostly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Some sunshine into Saturday with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s, and partly cloudy into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Warmer on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-50s, and clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. And still sunny into Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And temperatures will continue to stay warmer throughout much of next week. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 44, record high on this date 67. The average low 23 and the record low minus 11. Sunrise this morning 7:37, sunset this evening at 5:05.
Which foods have the longest shelf life? Here's a hint, it's not fruitcake or Twinkies. Details next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 12th, the 346th day of the year. Singer Frank Sinatra was born on this day, and 106 years ago, Father Flanagan's home for wayward boys, Boys Town, opened near Omaha, Nebraska. Which foods can be kept longest without spoiling? If you're stocking an emergency food pantry, here are some of your best bets. Honey is the champ. It's virtually bacteria-free. Edible 3,000-year-old honey, in fact, has been uncovered from ancient tombs. The seed of legumes or pulses are a great source of protein and will keep for years in an airtight container. The acidic nature of vinegar means it will remain unchanged almost indefinitely. And dark chocolate typically remains unspoiled for several years, if you can keep it around that long. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
With the best barbecue around, Bite Me Barbecue has the perfect stocking stuffer for anyone. For a limited time, buy one $25 gift card and receive $10 off each additional $25 gift card purchased. Able to cater for any event this season for the best prices and the best service, think Bite Me Barbecue and Catering in Marysville.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tull. Kansas State men's basketball forward Arthur Kaluma has been named the Big 12 Player of the Week, as it was announced by the conference on Monday. Kaluma led the Wildcats to a 2-0 record this past week, averaging a double-double in each game. Kaluma and the Wildcats will be back at Bramlage Coliseum to host Nebraska on Sunday at 2 p.m. A spot is opening up in the wide receiver room ahead of Kansas football's bowl game against UNLV. Redshirt sophomore Tanika Scott has entered the transfer portal. On Three is reporting on Monday. Scott was picked by many as a breakout receiver in 2023 after hauling in a few big receptions as a redshirt freshman in 2022, including a 52-yard catch against TCU. However, this past year, he recorded just 3 catches for 31 yards in 9 games played. Scott is the second Jayhawk to enter the transfer portal after redshirt sophomore tight end Will Huggins entered a week ago. Mid-America Network Sports.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request a personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Biker's Edge Power Sports, Empire Tacos of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Win Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Standout Kansas women's basketball guard Samaya Nichols has been named the Big 12 Freshman of the Week, as announced by the conference on Monday. Nichols led the Jayhawks to a 2-0 record this past week with back-to-back 20-point performances, both career highs, earning her first collegiate conference honor. Nichols and the Jayhawks are back at Allen Fieldhouse on Saturday to host Central Arkansas at 4 o'clock. Kansas State football has seen a slew of players hit the transfer portal, but the Wildcats got one back last night. Easton Kilty, a graduate transfer offensive lineman out of North Dakota, committed to K-State via his Instagram. The 6'5", 305-pound Kilty is the number 2 ranked offensive lineman in the transfer portal. Kilty picked the Wildcats over offers from Texas A&M, Mississippi State, Texas Tech, and others. And one of KU's top defenders is coming back for revenge. That's the message Melo Dotson delivered in his social media post on Sunday, sharing he will return to the Kansas football team for the 2024 season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night tip-offs, Marysville at Concordia, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Frankfort entertains Valley Heights, live on FM 95.5. Hanover tips off at Blue Valley, Axtell is at Pike Valley. Washington County hosts Smith Center. Lynn travels to Clifton Clyde. Centralia's at Onega. Dillard O'Dell at Johnson Brock. Again, Marysville at Concordia. Valley Heights at Frankfort. Live tonight on TNDY.
Don't let winter or a lack of outdoor growing space stop you from gardening year-round. Add some greenery indoors and elevate your mood, reduce stress, and improve your indoor air quality. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Boost the flavor and nutrition of winter meals by growing microgreens and herbs in a sunny window or under artificial lights. Energy and space-efficient LED lights help increase indoor growing success. Set a few plants on or near your desk or other workspace. They'll help reduce stress when working at your desk or tackling homework at the end of a long day. Take advantage of your bathroom's high humidity. Grow ferns, orchids, bromeliads, and other humidity-loving plants in this space. Grow lavender, rosemary, chamomile, and other soothing herbs in your bedroom. Just give the plants a pet to release their fragrance into the air before crawling into bed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Menards is celebrating Ryan Blaney's NASCAR Championship with 12% off everything. Spider products produce innovative power tool accessories. There are 13-piece hole saw kit cuts through wood and metal, featuring rapid core eject arbor system, releasing the core of your cut with the push of a button. The 13-piece kit is now on sale for $44.99 after 12% off. Hurry in before Christmas Day. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. Sorry, no price adjustments. See store for details.
Four seasons greetings to you all.
You may have thought this political party died when this became legal again back in the 1930s. You'll be intrigued by the history of the group most people think is dead. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Earl Dodge is the former national chairman of the Prohibition Party. He says a lot of the organization's history can be traced back to one of our most famous presidents, Abraham Lincoln.
When he was a young boy, he took a pledge that his mother had him sign, and he kept that all of his life. And in our historic collection, we have copies of that pledge. And he was against alcohol in every way, shape, or form. And in fact, he said once the slave traffic was completely wiped out, he hoped to start next to wipe out the liquor traffic.
When Lincoln died, the need for the Prohibition Party was born.
Abraham Lincoln was a staunch advocate of Prohibition and campaigned for it in Illinois. When he died, the people who took over the party didn't have that concern. And so 4 years later, on September 1st, 1869, the Prohibition Party was organized in Chicago.
It would take over 50 years for the Prohibition Party to build enough grassroots momentum to ban the manufacture and sale of alcohol in 1920. Ironically, the passage of Prohibition signaled the decline of the political group.
It elected actually thousands of people to the local level, particularly in states like Kansas and Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Illinois. When the Prohibition Amendment was passed, people felt that issue had been settled, so the Prohibition vote started to dwindle.
Prohibition was replaced in 1933. Party is still alive today, though, and fields a wide array of candidates, including nominees for President and Vice President of the United States. Traveling the countryside in Lakewood, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCray.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Another growing season to northern climates. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A deep winter greenhouse produces vegetables without using artificial light and fossil fuels as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Days are short and temperatures frigid. Salad greens are being harvested in Minnesota. The University of Minnesota is developing self-standing deep winter greenhouses that use minimal fossil fuels and artificial light. This allows small farmers in northern climates to grow crops year-round at a much lower cost than in a traditional four-season greenhouse. Greg Schweizer is the Director of Sustainable Agriculture and Food Systems. He says the building is heavily insulated and features a sloped south-facing glazing wall that allows in the maximum amount of solar energy on the coldest day of the year.
The sunlight coming in hits it at a 90-degree angle, so the most amount of sunlight possible goes into the greenhouse instead of deflects off. It's just solar heat. It comes in, and then there's a large intake manifold at the top, which as that heat rises, it sucks it underground into a rock bed. And so the rock bed stores that heat, and then there's another manifold on the other side, an outtake manifold that allows that heat to come out at night when it's cold.
The underground heat kicks on when the temperature inside the greenhouse drops to about 40 degrees. They open the vents when the inside temperature climbs to 80 degrees during the day. He says the design works well for salad green mixes.
About 24 salad green crops can thrive in that condition without extra light. And so without using a lot of extra heat and energy to put in grow lights, you can grow any number of brassicas, lettuces, pea shoots. People are starting to experiment with tomatoes. I think they have some ginger and turmeric.
Farmers using this technology can start their produce early and get a jump start on the market season. Learn more about deep winter greenhouses at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY. some Christmas tree shopping advice today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. If you plan to have a real Christmas tree this year, be prepared to pay a little more for it. Tim O'Connor is executive director of the National Christmas Tree Association and says tree growers had some big production cost increases this year.
There has been additional inflation, but not at the rapid pace we saw in 2022. And so we don't hear that they're passing on big price increases. A lot of pricing is out of the growers' hands.
O'Connor says this year's crop of Christmas trees was planted about a dozen years ago at a time when a surplus of trees was being harvested and sold.
At that time, the growers were not profitable. They were in an oversupply situation. Too many trees had been planted for the demand that existed, and growers were selling at below break-even prices.
As a result, says Connor, fewer trees were planted then, and that crop is now being harvested for this season.
We will see more trees come into the marketplace in the future. They're planted. They're growing. I've seen them. And in the not-too-distant future, there will be more trees to harvest every year than we're currently experiencing.
O'Connor recommends buying your tree early because it's not likely there will be a surplus this season. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Built on longevity and a commitment to their employees, Landall Company thanks and invites all to their 60th anniversary celebration this Saturday evening at Venue 36 in Marysville. Doors open at 5:30 with hors d'oeuvres from 6 until 8. Wilder Horses performing classic country live from 7 until 10. An appreciation for their employees and invitation to the community that's been supportive. Join Landall Company Saturday evening at Venue 36 in Marysville to celebrate 60 years of working hard and playing harder.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While the Biden administration in Washington, D.C. continues to push the new emergency relief program through the Farm Bill of 2024, U.S. Senators Jerry Moran from the state of Kansas have partnered with Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma and Democrat Michael Bennett from the state of Colorado, along with many colleagues in the House of Representatives, saying that they are concerned about the 2022 emergency relief program that has been pitched by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Secretary Tom Vilsack. In a joint statement from the senators, they said 2022 crop was a challenging for many American farmers and ranchers who are saddled with record high production costs, inflation, and met with historic drought conditions in the West and significant flood and freeze events in other regions of the country. In light of these challenges, we thank you for the swift assistance made to livestock producers with drought or fire losses in 2022. However, following the USDA's 2022 ERP rollout for qualified crop losses, we have heard from producers in our states with concerns regarding the new program. They go on to say that, quote, we recognize that ad hoc disaster assistance is costly to U.S. taxpayers and only a band-aid to issues exacerbated by extreme weather volatility. It is for this reason that we believe an adequate farm safety net, including conservation investments that address persistent drought, are critical in any upcoming multi-year farm bill reauthorization. The letter was sponsored by U.S. Senator Jerry Moran from the state of Kansas, along with Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma and Michael Bennett from Colorado, and also signed on that included John Hickenlooper from Colorado, Deb Fisher from Nebraska, Pete Ricketts from Nebraska, and Representatives Dusty Johnson from South Dakota, Jim Costa from California, and others. They say some of the concerns include the 2022 losses across the nation that far exceeded the $3.7 billion disaster assistance authorization from the previous proposal, saying that states with some of the top losses included Kansas, Texas, Nebraska, California, South Dakota, Montana, and Colorado. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Stickline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate.
Manhattan Trace Company, Manhattan, Kansas. We have new special stock John Brett here for sale Wednesday, December 13th, starting 11 a.m. This sale will feature the Sam and Karen Hinkle Angus Cowherd Dispersal, consisting of 200 mostly lions and millbred genetics, home-raised Angus cows, 3 years older, bred to Angus bulls, start calving late February. This will be an outstanding set of Angus cows. Bickelmeyer Land and Cattle will disperse 80 choice red Angus cows, 5 to 6 years old, bred to Peeper red Angus bulls, start calving early March. There will be 150 black and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 years to short and solid. They'll have September to November calves by side. We will have 175 fancy Angus and Hereford first calf heifers. They're AI bred or bull bred for late January through March calving. Also offered will be 200 black, white face and red Angus cows, mostly 3 to 6 years old, bred for late February to April calves. For more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, December 13th, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
The telephone and barbed wire fencing were invented in the 1870s. Both were used to connect isolated homesteads on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control, key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone in the 1870s. The Bell companies catered to businessmen in cities, and the rural areas were left out because building lines was expensive and hardly worth the effort in sparsely populated areas. However, they didn't know that farmers were very innovative and that barbed wire fences could transmit a telephone signal. Rob McDougall is an associate professor of American history at Western University in Ontario, Canada. He says they figured out that all you needed was a store-bought phone and a smooth metallic wire that ran from their farm to the fence.
So farmers attached their telephones directly to those barbed wire fences and ran electrical current through the fences, and it worked. You could talk that way. So there's no operator. There might be a dozen farmers on the line, and everybody is connected to the same circuit. So what you would do is every household would have a distinct ring.
Of course, there was a lot of eavesdropping, but the lines were invaluable for getting information and providing a connection with neighbors.
People might read the news over the wires, and anyone who wanted to listen in could listen in. People might give weather reports or crop prices. They might just tell stories. They might broadcast sermons on Sunday, or they might play music. They might all even sing along. I can't imagine the sound quality would be too great, but nevertheless, there was this kind of sociability that emerged from everyone being linked on the same line.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the history of the barbed wire telephone at agriculture.com.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While the Biden administration in Washington, D.C. continues to push the new emergency relief program through the Farm Bill of 2024, U.S. Senators Jerry Moran from the state of Kansas have partnered with Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma and Democrat Michael Bennett from the state of Colorado, along with many colleagues in the House of Representatives, saying that they are concerned about the 2022 emergency relief program that has been pitched by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Secretary Tom Vilsack. In a joint statement from the senators, they said 2022 crop was a challenging for many American farmers and ranchers who are saddled with record high production costs, inflation, and met with historic drought conditions in the West and significant flood and freeze events in other regions of the country. In light of these challenges, we thank you for the swift assistance made to livestock producers with drought or fire losses in 2022. However, following the USDA's 2022 ERP rollout for qualified crop losses, we have heard from producers in our states with concerns regarding the new program. They go on to say that, quote, we recognize that ad hoc disaster assistance is costly to U.S. taxpayers and only a band-aid to issues exacerbated by extreme weather volatility. It is for this reason that we believe an adequate farm safety net, including conservation investments that address persistent drought, are critical in any upcoming multi-year farm bill reauthorization. The letter was sponsored by U.S. Senator Jerry Moran from the state of Kansas, along with Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma and Michael Bennett from Colorado, and also signed on that included John Hickenlooper from Colorado, Deb Fisher from Nebraska, Pete Ricketts from Nebraska, and Representatives Dusty Johnson from South Dakota, Jim Costa from California, and others. They say some of the concerns include the 2022 losses across the nation that far exceeded the $3.7 billion disaster assistance authorization from the previous proposal, saying that states with some of the top losses included Kansas, Texas, Nebraska, California, South Dakota, Montana, and Colorado. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Stickline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Stackline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. 2024's Chemical Weed Guide from K-State is now available online. K-State Weed Specialist Sarah Lancaster discusses a few of the changes that people will be seeing. First, she explains a difference in the label on atrazine and how it will change its use.
So one of the things that I'd like to talk about that is going to be reflected in the weed guide this year are some changes to the 24C label for atrazine. So a 24C label is basically a state label for a herbicide that companies have to apply for on a somewhat regular basis. They're not an indefinite registration. And one of the things that has happened is that the registrants for atrazine have chosen not to extend the 24C label for using atrazine in row crop stubble. So that means that if you have typically applied atrazine in the fall, say to milo stubble or corn stubble, that's no longer an on-label application. They did not change the ability to use atrazine in wheat stubble. So the regular full, we call them section 3 labels for atrazine, does still permit the use of atrazine in wheat fallow, but not in stubble behind summer crops.
There are a few mixes in the guide that seem to be missing atrazine, and Lancaster explains why that is.
Why no atrazine in the premix? Because we pretty much know we're going to put atrazine down on our corn acres. Okay, so we should expect changes in the atrazine labels that cause us to be more site-specific in our rate. So, you know, we may not be able to use the same rate across all of our acres because of soil textures and land capabilities and things of that nature. So this allows farmers a premix for most of what they need, and then they can add the appropriate amount of atrazine as they plan the rest of their herbicide program.
Price changes are included in this work, and she says how they compare to previous years.
We've had a couple of years of price increases, right? But this year, prices were largely steady. Some of them were lower. So we're seeing, and folks that have been making their prepaid purchases know this, reductions in prices for glyphosates and glufosinator Liberty types of products. In particular, I think that will be important for folks to take note of as we go into planning for 2024.
That was K-State Weed Specialist Sarah Lancaster with a couple of changes in the new Chemical Weed Guide from K-State Research and Extension. Find the guide online at www.bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
I'll be there with snow. Snow. I wanna wash my hands, my face and hair with snow. Snow. I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow. A great big man entirely made of snow. Where it's snowing all winter through, that's where I wanna be. Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. How I'm longing to ski. Snow. Those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow. A mountain covered with a quilt of snow. What is Christmas with no snow? No white Christmas with no snow. What is Christmas with no snow? No white Christmas with no snow. Snow. I'll soon be there with snow and wash my hair with snow. And with a spade of snow, I'll build a man entirely made of snow. And when the day is ended, then I recommend a little shut eye, go to sleep and dream and dream, just dream of snow.
Country music, just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.